is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, this here is Rock Chairs Archive Friday, y'all. We go back into the archives and we dig out a cut. You think maybe you haven't heard it yet. Maybe you're really old and you haven't heard it. And then we play it for you. And you listen to it and then we see you on Monday. So we're going back probably to, I don't know, 6 years for this one. Pretty sure it deals with threesomes and it's a Who's the Douchebag, y'all. Here you go, Archive Friday on The Buzz.
Who's the douchebag?
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
Hey, what's up, douchebag?
Yeah, what's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Brought to you by our friends at On the Vine Marketplace. And I'll tell you, grilling season, they can be your best friends. On the Vine Marketplace, Portsmouth Avenue in Exeter, and Route 1 in Scarborough, and onthevinemarketplace.com. All right? So we got that happening. What a day.
She's still got that crazy smile over there.
I just got an email from someone going, there are some days I'm jealous of Jeff. There are other days when I realize he must need to punch a pillow.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I don't know where you get that idea. Crazy.
Someday Laura's going to have a very warm sweater on.
Yes, if you have the one that her arms are really tightly pulled, yeah.
Yeah.
If you are in the middle of a dishing...
That's the laugh.
Yeah.
That's the laugh that I feel like that's the last thing I'm going to hear before she kills
<You're>
me.
Right.
I'm crazy for feeling.
All right. If you're having a disagreement, some type of situation is a brewing, and you can't really talk to anybody else about it, well, that's why we're here, isn't it? For you. Okay? You can email us a Who's the Douchebag submission at any time. Email it to Greg at morningbuzz.com. Maybe we'll read the whole thing. We'll kick it around. We'll talk about it. Our votes don't count. You're judged by a jury of your peers, not us. Somebody will help you decide. Maybe you're the one that's out of line. Maybe the person you're mad at is out of line. Maybe we'll give you some ideas on how to handle it. Godfather. I've got a situation for you. My wife and I are very sexual people. Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not special.
And we are pretty adventurous. We've always discussed the possibility of a threesome, but had never gone through with it because, well, the situation never seemed right. Last fall, we went on a cruise to the islands, and we met a woman. Well, at least it's a woman. Listen, yeah. After hanging
don't
out ever, with,
but don't always believe that.
After hanging out with her for a few days, my wife and I decided to approach her about getting together with us. It seemed like the perfect scenario, and I was psyched this possibly might happen. So we asked, and she said she was down. As long as there was some limitation of my involvement. We agreed to the terms, and we were all together for the last two nights of the trip. It was great. Well, that's nice.
The other woman only agreed to it if there was only a limitation from the...
From the guy. Gotcha. From the guy.
She wanted to be more with the woman.
Right, more with the woman. Fine. fine. Great. Mm-hmm. When we left the ship, I figured that was the last we'd see or hear from her. Then a few months ago, my wife brings up her name and tells me she's been kind of keeping in touch with her. I told her I wasn't really sure I was comfortable with it because this woman was into my wife. And what happened on the cruise was supposed to stay there. In addition, the woman doesn't live all that far away from where we are. Regardless, my wife says, don't be ridiculous. We're just talking. And I guess I let it go. 2 weeks ago, I see a text pop up on my wife's phone and I check it. Well, it's a fully nude photograph of the woman. My wife admits she sends stuff like that all the time, but it's just harmless fun. I disagree. Now it's become a bit of a sore point between us. I think my wife should have cut all ties with her, and I think that, and she thinks I'm violating the sexually evolved relationship that we had before we went on a cruise. On the cruise. My point was, would she feel the same if the roles were reversed and a woman was sending me nude pics after a threesome?
Dude.
So I ask you, who's the douchebag here? Is it her for keeping this a secret and making it like it's no big deal? Or is it me for making a big deal out of what could be nothing? See, this is why the threesome is kind of like a holy land. Like, every dude thinks he wants to go there because it's beautiful, but it could be fraught with peril. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the amount of threesomes that go awry...
Probably more than...
Are greater than the ones that don't?
But this one sounds different. Sounds different because it's the woman.
Yeah.
It's usually, in scenarios that we use, it's the guy.
Yeah,
oh, you know, we had a threesome and he didn't spend enough time with me.
Yeah, right.
He's been texting her. But now, it's like a reversal.
And if it was the guy, it would be immediate inclination to say, he's wrong.
Right. Right.
Wow.
This is a tough one.
Caught up in that.
Yeah.
So do we...
Kelly's really like, considering it.
Because it would be immediate, like, dude, he's wrong. He's not telling.
Totally wrong.
But when it's her, it's like, well...
Yeah. But a part of me almost believes her that it's harmless.
Right.
Like, I want to believe her. Like, it's so okay when a woman sends another woman naked pictures. But is it really when you're in a relationship and you're the guy? And is it really okay?
It's not. And, you know, you can't put it, just because they're females. It's wrong.
Yeah.
She's married to you. You don't like it. You don't like what it's... that they're doing this, and she was doing it, hiding it from you. So she is a douchebag. It doesn't make it right. It's not, obviously, if they were just friends, like if just say me and Kayla are just friends and we've never done anything sexual, right?
But
and
that's not the case.
No, stop.
You have. So, it's okay. It's a beautiful thing.
So,
I think it's great.
And then I send a picture of my boobs or whatever to Kayla being like, does this look weird that my right one's bigger than my left? Or something like that. We're friends, but there's been nothing sexual. So it's okay for me to send a nude pic to her.
But if you send it to me.
Stop. Back to the story. If in this situation, because they've had a sexual relationship, she can't keep sending you photos.
So there's no going back.
Yeah, your wife is the DB, and you can tell her.
What if the other woman just randomly sends the pictures?
Randomly, okay.
Wait a second.
Random.
Women are different with women. They're not as aggressive and dangerous as guys are.
I know we're not as dangerous, but it's still... somebody sending, if it was just a friendship, if you guys just hung out and there was nothing sexual, then fine. It's okay to send naked pictures of me to my girlfriends that I'm not having a sexual relationship with. They did that. So now you're done.
I think she thinks I'm violating the sexually evolved relationship we had. See, when you're sexually evolved, isn't there going to be a point where this happens? Mm. If you're sexually evolved and you have a different approach to things, hey, good for you. But isn't the danger of being that way the fact that someone's going to cross that line at some point? Because, well, game on, right? Hey, it's okay. We've got an evolved relationship. But sooner or later, what's the likelihood that someone's going to overstep the boundaries that you thought were there?
Yeah, but she overstepped him.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know, Kelly. So what do you think here? Who's the douchebag?
Because if it was a guy doing this,
mm-hmm.
I would have immediately said he's the douchebag. I got to say the same for the woman.
Okay.
She is the douchebag, exactly for the reason that Kelly said. If he was doing that, he'd be in the wrong. So
this is one of those careful what you wish for things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Careful what you wish for. And really, when you go on any type of vacation like that, and you do something like that, you've got to have the understanding that it ends there and it stays there, right?
But does it? Obviously not.
Well, that's my point. Mm. His assertion that what happened on the ship stayed on the ship is 100% spot on. So I say she's the douchebag. You agree?
She's the douchebag.
So we all agree.
Well,
okay, we all agree.
But ours don't count.
That's true. Yours don't. Ours don't. Yours does, is what I meant. 888-556-7625. 888-556-ROCK or 603-431-ROCK. First to get five makes the decision. Chris is on the phone with us. Chris, who's the douchebag here?
Hi, he is the douchebag. Do not look a gift horse in the mouth ever.
Okay. Sage advice, my man. Sage advice. All right. Every guy out there's going, yeah, this is a problem I'd love to have. Love to have it. You know, again, careful what you wish for. You know? Let's go to Naomi. Naomi, hi.
Hi.
So, Naomi, you have experience in this area?
I do. I've been in relationships where, with my ex-husband, we had a threesome turned into an open relationship. Mm. I found that and I've done it in other relationships where it's been a good thing.
Uh-huh.
That what happens is you have to lay out ground rules, and they have to be very specific. So, for example, if the woman was going to be getting texts or pictures, it should have been a rule. Like, okay, if she's going to send you pictures, it needs to be in a group text.
Okay.
Where we both see them.
Ah.
Otherwise, if it's going to be okay.
Let me ask this.
For either side to be communicating secretly, then that needs to be known. And I don't think that's healthy, to be honest.
Okay.
Into a side relationship.
So let me ask this. Let me ask this. So doesn't it feel like if you have to lay out every ground rule? I mean, I get that that's preventing these kind of things from happening, but doesn't it remove all of the fun out of why you're doing it in the first place? Or
no,
am I wrong?
Okay. No.
Right.
The reason it brings is fun because it's a turn on to talk about it.
Okay.
It's a turn on to build up and then the happening and then talking about it afterwards. But you need to still have the trust there.
Okay.
And you need to still make sure it's not going to turn into a side affair unless we're
okay
with that.
All right.
You know, you need to make sure. That's the thing with a threesome. It's hard for people to wrap their minds around.
I know.
Because there's a jealousy issue.
I think you're everybody's hero. I think you're everybody's hero, Naomi.
No, thank you.
So you say, who's the douchebag?
She didn't vote yet.
Right. Who's the douchebag?
Yeah, I would say she is only because they probably did lay out some ground rules that we're not going to be doing this on the side secretly.
All right. Thank you.
As long as those ground rules were laid out, okay?
Yep, got it. Thank you. That's three-way Naomi. I like that. It's an open relationship. She sounds like she's navigated that successfully. Bill, good morning.
Morning.
Who's the douchebag?
I think she is. It's not like they're kind of continuing the threesome with him being involved because she's doing it in secret. She's going outside those kind of boundaries, if you want to call it that.
And what Kelly said is so true, right? If the reverse was flipped and she was sending the guy pictures, oh my God, then it would be a huge foul, right?
Oh yeah. I think if he was doing it, you'd have your slam douche dunk.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Tony. Tony, who's the douchebag here?
I would say he is.
He is.
Because technically, technically, eating ain't cheating.
Okay. What is it?
Always classing up. I'm going to throw this in there, Cratchy. Let me tell you how I run. This is how I roll. I
saw it on a hat once.
Tony rolls with the eating, not cheating thing. Yeah, okay. A little bit. Come on. Come on. Please. No more bumper stickers, okay? Please. Adam, hi. Who's the douchebag?
I think she's the douchebag.
Okay.
I think that just the fact that she was doing it in secret, and now she was talking about, like, oh, you know, you're violating the, the sexually, sexual relationship or anything like that. I think she's basically saying that because they did it, now she has free reign to do whatever she wants.
So you know what's funny about it is she did what the guy would normally do. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to cheat with this woman, but I'll let her send me pictures because it's not hurting anybody. Problem with that is once it gets discovered, you can't explain that it isn't more than it looks like. Because even if you're telling the truth, the other person is not going to believe you, right? So there you go. All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you, Adam. All right, so what do I got? I got 3-2.
3-2. Yes.
I got 3-2 her. Let's go to Lori. Lori, who's the douchebag in the three-way here?
She is. She's been hiding it, and that breaks the marital boundary, not necessarily whatever boundaries we think they may or may not have set on the cruise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. She's
okay.
Cheating.
All right, here you go. Cheating. There you go. All right. So I got 4-2 there. Okay.
4-2.
Let's go to Sean. Sean, good morning. Who's the douchebag?
The guy's the douchebag.
Oh.
Wow.
If she's going to put sugar on the donut, eat the donut, buddy.
But he's not getting to eat the donut.
Yeah, he's not. I think that you guys really lose track of the story just so you can get your little snippet in, which I think, I get you, it's funny. It's funny. But I don't know if you looked at it the right way. But regardless, it's 4-3. So let's go to Justine. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning.
You notice Justine's not going to come up with a funny quip that's on some trucker hat.
You don't know that.
She's not going to do that. I trust Justine. Go ahead. What do you got?
She's definitely the douchebag, just for the simple fact that just because it's another woman doesn't mean that they couldn't have a relationship on the side. And
that
she doesn't live that far.
Yeah, that's
so
another.
How do you know?
Yeah, that's another thing too. The whole not living far, means there could be hookups happening there. So there you go, Justine. You put the final nail in the coffin. Thank you.
You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag. You're the douchebag now.
Nice, nice text. Don't forget, Cretchy, that Naomi is I moan backwards.
Ah, that's right. That is right.
Laura, I'd like to consider me a good female friend. You can send me nude pics anytime you'd like. That's from Jim, who just wants you to know that he's there for you.
Thanks.
And if you feel the need to compare your boobs, he will be doing that. What the hell does sexually evolved mean? She's the douchebag. Yeah, sexually evolved, man. That's one that when you're traveling that road, I think Naomi was right in that you have to define the hell out of it. Or sooner or later, someone's going to step astray on a, you know, landmine, like a Bouncing Betty or something crazy like that. You know what I mean? You don't want that to happen. So it's not okay. Agree wholeheartedly with Laura. You open the door, buddy. Got to be prepared for what can happen as a result. Yeah.
Voodoo.
I would think, and I have no basis by which to make this. I'm just simply saying, I would think that threesomes somehow, well, they can complicate things unbelievably, and even though they're popular, they may end up being problematic in the long run. But I have no idea if that's, I mean, more so than not. Agree?
Agreed.
No?
Yeah, I'm guessing. Okay. I mean, but the woman who is our girl that called in that had all
Naomi.
Naomi.
Yeah.
Which is I moan backwards.
Yeah. Naomi. Sorry. Naomi, she...
Kelly, that's all he gets. We've lost Kelly now.
She had...
This is so cool.
A lot of insight on how to make it work and to have your rules laid out before.
Yeah.
So there you go. Anyway, good fun. Good fun. Kelly's still going, it's I moan backwards.
you guys know
I
this?
I spelled it out twice. It is.
There it is. Kelly Brown, everybody. Coming right back. Here we go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do it live. Okay. Do it live. Yes.
I would like to deeply apologize for the characterization of a Southerner in the beginning of the segment. No harm meant.
I'm just kidding with you. Had a good weekend, y'all.